It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. In Your Health This Morning, we'll look at two efforts to help you live longer. One involves a pill that you would take. The other involves something you should not take quite so often. The Food and Drug Administration holds a hearing today on whether and how to limit sodium in processed foods. Nutrition advocates say many Americans have no idea that they are exceeding daily sodium recommendations and putting themselves at increased risk of high blood pressure and heart disease. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
If you're under the impression that your tongue can tell just how salty a food is, think again. Take, for example, a favorite salt craver's snack, potato chips.
They taste salty, but they are not high in salt.
Nutrition advocate Bonnie Liebman pulls a bag of chips off a supermarket shelf. She says with 95 milligrams of sodium per serving, that's less than 10% of a person's daily recommended intake. Chips happen to taste saltier because the salt's right on the surface of the food.
You can get some, like the salt and vinegar chips, which are 270 milligrams, but even that isn't high. If we go over to the frozen dinner section, you'll find some really high levels.
Such as personal-sized frozen pizzas with 1,200 milligrams of sodium, or frozen mac and cheese with 920 milligrams. Either of these foods by itself would put you near the top of your daily salt limit. Liebman says there are lots of foods, including packaged deli meats, soups, condiments, and crackers, that are surprisingly high in sodium.
75% of the sodium we get comes from processed foods or restaurant foods. Very little comes from the salt shaker.
Lots of people don't pay any attention at all to salt, but physician Lara Svetke of Duke University says if you have high blood pressure or risk factors such as being overweight or having a family history of hypertension, it's important to be mindful.
There's clear evidence that if you reduce salt intake, you lower blood pressure. For most people, it doesn't work for everybody.
Genetic differences are likely at play for the minority of those who don't respond. Lara Svetke says even if you're not at risk now, it's likely you will be. She explains that by the time Americans reach 45 years old, more than two-thirds have above optimal blood pressure readings. This is anything above 120 over 80.
It seems you can forestall that rise with aging by adopting good lifestyle habits earlier in life. So if you're a young person who's lean and whose blood pressure is low, then in order to keep it that way, it's never too early to start thinking about healthy diet, healthy lifestyle habits.
The concern is not lost on the food industry. The Grocery Manufacturers Association says it doesn't so much like the idea of government regulation setting limits for salt in processed foods, but the industry's Robert Earle says his member companies do favor alternate approaches.
We absolutely have a role in helping consumers meet dietary goals for food intake patterns as well as nutrient recommendations.
Earle says this includes limiting sodium. One approach, he says, is to make slow, incremental cuts in sodium so consumers don't even notice a change. Another is to step up marketing of low-sodium alternatives. Nutrition advocate Bonnie Liebman says some are already on store shelves.
This one has, this is a chicken noodle soup with 470 milligrams of sodium. That's still high, but it's much less than you'd get in regular chicken noodle soup.
Liebman's group, the Center for Science and the Public Interest, will tell the FDA today that the agency should set upper limits for sodium in all processed foods. Liebman says, short of that, consumers need to step up their own surveillance.
You can't tell salt by taste. You have to look at the sodium levels on the food label.
Liebman says there's no worry that reducing salt will make processed foods too bland. In England, where McDonald's now sells chicken nuggets with less than half of the sodium found in American McNuggets, the food is still plenty salty. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.